Our Community Corner continues on KQWC Radio. It's my pleasure to talk with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, who joins me on the phone line this Monday morning. Governor, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. It's great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I know you've been busy the last week, haven't you?
Very, very busy. Lots going on. You know, Governor DeSantis completed the 99-county tour, the full Grassley, and so we celebrated that in the 99th county, Jasper County, on Saturday. It was a great event. It was a great turnout, tons of energy and momentum in the room, and really like kind of how where he's landing right now after the debate with Gavin Newsom. I mean, the viewership on that was incredible. I think not only Iowans but Americans got to see a man of results, somebody that won on every issue and had control of the debate. So lots of fun, lots of good things going on.
And, of course, Ron DeSantis had his last 99th, you mentioned just moments ago, his 99th meeting. How do you view what this race with Ron DeSantis? Now we're just 6 weeks away, Governor, from the Iowa caucuses coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, first of all, I do think it's important that he put in the time and the effort. He made the commitment to Iowans that he would do that. He didn't just drop and land. He went to rural communities, churches, restaurants, small businesses. It was fun to hear him talk about kind of all the memories that he had traveling and getting to know Iowa, and most importantly, getting to know Iowans. So I think, you know, that commitment and that ability to put in the hard work is reflective of the kind of president that he'll be. Not only did he follow through with 100% of the promises that he made to Floridians when he ran in 18 and then was resoundingly reelected in this last election, 2022, by almost 20%. So I think that, you know, they appreciate that he will not only follow through on his promises, but he'll fight for us, he'll win for us, and he'll lead with results. And he can really hit the ground running on day one and get this country back on track. And most importantly, would be able to serve for 8 years. And we need that type of bold, committed leadership that follows through with what they say they will do. And we need that for 2 terms. And we get that with the Ron DeSantis.
Will you be busy campaigning with him when he comes back to Iowa, I'm sure, in the weeks to come there, Governor?
Oh, yeah, I will. You know, I told him, not only because I believe that he is the right guy for the right time. Like, you know, if he's kept taxes, he's kept spending in check, he actually reduced the debt by 25% in Florida. Aren't those three things that we could certainly use in Washington, D.C.? But he stood for parents, he stood for, you know, parents' rights, he stood for law enforcement, he's kept his community safe. He's talked about what he would do, that he would actually build a wall and make Mexico pay for it so he could stop the humanitarian horrific things that we are seeing taking place, the drugs that are coming across the border and infiltrating our communities and our streets and killing our young people. And he's not just talking about what he will do. He has a record of actually delivering on those promises. And that's the kind of leader that we need, that's really focused on the future and not the past, and has the ability to win, and then has the skill and most importantly, the resolve to reverse the madness that we've seen from the Biden administration over the last 4 years. And it's scary to think about how much this country has declined in just this short time under President Biden and the Biden administration.
I know that Donald Trump was also in Iowa, too, this week. And does that bother you, what he's saying about you there, Governor, putting you down and all that with what's happening?
No, because it's not about him. It's not about me. It's really about the future of this country. Kevin and I have 11 grandchildren. I'm a mom. So, you know, I want my grandchildren to experience the same amazing country that I got to grow up in. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it just evaporate before our very eyes. And in the timeline that we've seen the decline in this country should scare everyone. Now, we are resilient, and this country is resilient. But, you know, I don't believe we can take another 4 years of this administration. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he says horrible things, and then he puts up a, you know, then he's using me and his ad. So, you know, I have said all along, and to your listeners, President Trump has done good things for this country. I worked with him extensively, when he was in office, but that 2016, but I, along with other Iowans and more all the time, I think, are just recognize that it's a different time. We need a different type of leadership right now. It's time to turn the page and to put our country first and to put somebody in office that can lead on day one, that can focus on the future, that believes in protecting life, that believes in backing law enforcement and keeping our community safe, that believes in actually, you know, returning the sovereignty of our country by protecting this country and its citizens, that will follow through on the promises that they say that they will, and that can serve for two terms. And so I trust Ron DeSantis. He's the guy that can do that. He can do it now. He can do it for 4 years, and he can do it for 8 years. It's just time to turn the page and to move forward.
Again, we're talking with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds this morning on KQWC. Of course, caucuses, we talked about that. It's coming up in 6 weeks. But also in January, we have the start of the Iowa Legislature 2024 session. What's your feeling heading into that?
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited about it because we're going to continue the momentum that we've seen over the last 4 years. And I, too, made some promises to Iowans, and we followed through with the promises that we said we would do. We have significantly cut taxes. We've kept our spending in check. We've made historic investments in priorities that are important to Iowans, to education, to mental health, to broadband connectivity, to workforce, to health care. So I'm proud of what we've been able to do. Our national profile is rising. People are moving into the state. We're starting to turn the corner and retaining our young talent. And so we're going to continue to build on that foundation. Our fiscal health is strong, even with significant challenges from this administration. We ended fiscal year 23 with a $1.83 billion surplus and almost $900 million in cash reserves. We're sitting on nearly $3 billion in our taxpayer trust fund, and so we're over-collecting. And so we're going to come back, and we're going to return that money to hardworking Iowans. I want to remind Iowans that we no longer tax your retirement income, and so we're seeing great results from that. We're seeing people change their residency to Iowa, change their plans to leave and instead stay. And these are great. Iowans, our retiree is a great, valuable resource. They're such an asset to the state. We want to keep them as residents. We don't want to lose them to Florida and to Arizona and some of the other areas where they're were moving to because of the tax environment. So really proud that we were able to do that, and we'll continue to reduce taxes and regulations, red tape, you know, to really help our businesses offset what we see with the high inflation and increased cost just in living. And you know, families are scrambling to keep their heads above water, and businesses are struggling with the increased price of supplies. And so we're going to continue to work on that. Workforce will be another issue, and then continue to reduce the size of government with the review that we had done with boards and commissions. That's some of the things that we'll be looking at.
And the legislature begins, what, January the 8th, I believe?
It's right after, right the day before the caucus. So
yeah, January 8th is when it starts. Yeah. And before we wrap up here, Governor, we had a fire here in Webster City last week that did some significant damage to a couple of businesses. One's reopening today, but Webster Theater was a showcase for Webster City for so many years, and now there's a fundraising effort going on, and the firefighters, they did their efforts, as well as those with the State Fire Marshal's Office helping out.
Yeah. Well, God bless our firefighters, our first responders, and those that answer the call and run into the burning building. We just appreciate what they do so much. And my thoughts and prayers are with all those. We're so lucky that nobody was hurt or impacted. And what I continue to see pass from Iowans is, boy, you know, they rally and they come together when something like this happens. And so my money is on the people in Webster City that the theater will get rebuilt, and it'll continue to be a place, for the community to gather. Mm-hmm. And just the highlight of the community. So I'm sure they'll be able to, I know it won't be easy, but we'll come back and rebuild. And congratulations to the jewelry store for reopening today.
Yep.
That, again, kind of just speaks to the resilience of our communities and our businesses and our people.
Governor Kim Reynolds, my guest on today's Community Corner broadcast. Thanks for joining us, and have yourself a very Merry Christmas, Governor.
Thank you. Same to your listeners. Thank you very much.